Next up, Will Mason.
Good afternoon. I'm not much of like a school guy, but I can tell most of the people here that Cleveland is an amazing school. Because I've learned so much from the teachers and faculty from the school and made so many friends, play sports. There's just so many things about Cleveland that are just amazing to me.
Oh, that's wrong. Ignore that. Oh. That was from the last person.
So far, I've learned a lot about the leadership, like how you can get so many opportunities to make a name for yourself. But the main reason is because I just really hope that other people have convinced you that Cleveland is an amazing school, that it doesn't deserve to get closed down. Because once we leave, we won't have anywhere to come back to, like, just to, like, congratulate other cadets. Just that's, I guess that's all I can say.
Thank you. Next, we have Benny Nguyen.
Good evening. I'm Benny Nguyen, and I appreciate you giving me this time to speak on my behalf as a student and a cadet at Cleveland NJROTC. I mean, during the past 4 years, it's been a remarkable experience. I've met so many inspirational staff members that have helped me and show they genuinely care. And I've met so many new cadets here at this school, made so many amazing friends, and shared so many new experiences on both the debate team, even tennis, and all the other sports and other events I participated in. It's an amazing school, and it's an experience that I'm very proud of having. The uniform that we wear as Cleveland cadets, it not only shows the values that the Navy itself instills, but the mission statement for Cleveland itself, honor, courage, and commitment. And I'm very proud to wear this uniform. And I respect both the Board of Education and the superintendent for his proposal. But I honestly don't think it's fair for the school whatsoever. I even took the time to write a professional letter, or business letter, if you would be kind enough to read on your own spare time. But most importantly, not only would you be robbing the school away from us for us future graduates to actually come back to a home, to actually see how the school is doing, but you'd be robbing the experience that I've enjoyed, and I'm sure many cadets here have shared the same feelings as well. You'd rob that experience from other new eighth graders that are graduating from middle schools in St. Louis Public Schools. And I know that you're only making this decision in order to help SLPS improve. And I'm glad that I was able to share my piece. Thank you.
Thank you. Eric Harrison.
First off, I'd like to say thank you for having me here. I am humbled to be here. And thank you, Board, and thank you, Dr. Adams. First off, I'd like to start off with a quote. An individual has not started living until he can rise above the narrow confines of his individualistic concerns to the broader concerns of all humanity. Now, Dr. Adams, I've read your statement on the SLPS page and your criteria for just what you've done. Your whole career is beyond me. It's awesome, you know. You're a great man for it. But I like to throw some statistics that you probably already know. The first statistic is on education. Since 1983, more than 10 million Americans reached 12th grade without having learned to read at a basic level. In that same period, more than 6 million Americans dropped out of high school altogether. Now, my second statistic I'd like to throw at you is literacy levels in America. The total number of high school dropouts annually, about 3 million. It's not even a rough estimation. That's what I have, and I got that from the New York Times. The number of high school students that drop out each day, 8,300. Now, the percent of U.S. crimes that are committed by a high school dropout, 75%. And I read here that you want an African-centered curriculum school, and you've worked to achieve some of that, you know, and I really do appreciate it as being African-American myself. Now, the number of African-Americans that drop out a year that go to prison is 60% in America. Now, these are real statistics, and these are people's lives. Now, it is an estimate that the cost of illiteracy to a business and the taxpayer is $20 billion per year, because that's an estimated cost of the prisons and what the taxpayer has to do in order to pay for those prisons. Now, the statistic for Cleveland and graduation rate, 100%. And so I think that you are a smart panel, beyond smart. I'm looking at people who are doctors, have their PhDs, who are very, very literate people. That's a pretty, we can do the math there, and that's a pretty good statistic, you know, if you add all that up. Now, I have all the test scores and all the data, and in 2011, you balanced the budget, and that's awesome. You balanced the budget, and we're continuing to bring up test scores. And you brought up test scores in three out of the four areas measured. Oh, sorry, that's my time.
But we want to let you, sir. Yeah. Can you conclude it in 15, 20 seconds? We want to give you a chance to finalize your point.
My point is that to shut down a school that's successful is like shutting down a business because it has overstock. I believe that it's wrong. Okay.
Next, we have Jacob Lindy.
Lindsay.
Oh, it is Lindsay. Okay.
For some of you already know, I'm Cadet Lieutenant Commander Jacob Lindsay from Cleveland High School. I don't have a speech or anything, but I have experiences. Cleveland to me is not a school. It is a home. And for someone to take that from me is like ripping out my heart. This school has brought me from the bottom to the top. What this is it's not really a school. It's a family. Us being in a small population as we are, you do not know that person who walks down the hallway. Everyone has each other's backs. Some good morality is about Cleveland is our honor, is our commitment, is our uniform. You can't say that half people in this room, besides the Cleveland students, could walk down the street in a Cleveland uniform and be respected in it. I've seen people who walk down uniforms and they might take their cover off, they might slack a little bit because they don't like the program. Cleveland students are not that. Sorry, I wanted to check if it wasn't mine. But earlier this year, I had suffered where my house had burned down. Really, the only thing that could keep me straight was my schoolwork. From me being at Cleveland, I was able to go around the country, visit colleges, go to Washington, D.C., meet our senators and our Democrats. With all that, I could not see myself doing it another way without being at Cleveland. As you see, I've awarded some things. I've taken my drill team from being six people to being 30 to 50 kids a year and being the best exhibition spinning drill team there is in St. Louis. And I can defend that to full righteousness. There isn't really much more I can say except that, as Eric said, why would you close down a school like this? To me, we're like the French and the English. They fight for liberation from the Germans. Me, I'm going to fight for liberation from my school. Even if you do say you're going to phase it out, that's baby terms. You're saying you're closing the school either way. I want to come back in 3 years from Wentworth Military College, where I got accepted to, and show my teachers who have nurtured me that I have done great, that I have gone to success. I have a wife and kids. I can raise what I can be and send them the same situation they've sent me. Okay? I rest.
Caitlin Schock.
Hi, my name is Caitlin. I am a senior at Cleveland, and I am a member of the battalion staff, and I'm also a member of the superintendent's advisory. I thank you very much for letting me be here today. As the decision to phase out Cleveland is presented for your consideration today, I hope that you will consider all of the reasons that make keeping Cleveland running and accepting new freshmen worthwhile. Some of the wonderful things that make Cleveland unique and important are the state-winning track team, and the fact that the district has rewarded the winners with an asphalt track that the team can no longer properly participate on. Cleveland is the only full military school. Many people who speak of Cleveland admire it for its highly disciplined environment that gives students opportunities to lead and succeed. Last year, Cleveland sent a cadet to the Naval Academy, a highly prestigious school. In the last 2 years, Cleveland has had 3 teachers of the year in arts, social studies, and math. In my personal experience, students who have gone to schools in the county speak highly of the positive and welcoming and learning environment that Cleveland creates. Cleveland has fewer fights than many of the other district schools. Cleveland's test scores are often higher than even other magnet schools. Cleveland has taken first place in all 4 of the art contests this year. Cleveland meets a strict 95% attendance standard, and Cleveland meets AYP standards. The incredible part about Cleveland is that they achieve everything on such a small budget a year. Yes, Cleveland has low enrollment, but so does Carnahan and Northwest, 2 schools that receive a higher annual budget than Cleveland. Because of the small budget, in addition to the fact that Cleveland shares a building and buses with CVPA, phasing out the school is not seen as economically productive. A more economically productive decision would be to close Carnahan or Northwest. Saying that Cleveland does not have a high enough enrollment is not a significant reason to begin phasing out the school. Cleveland may have a higher Cleveland may have a higher enrollment, as seen through history, if their feeder school was not shut down and they were not forced to occupy CVPA's building. So my question for you today is, why is this meeting not about how to make Cleveland better? For a school that has accomplished so much with so little resources, many would think that the board would feel that Cleveland is an honor to the district and not a burden.
Bria Jenkins, you're passing? Okay. Jaquana Henry.
First, I would like to thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak to you today. I just really want to say, when I first came to Cleveland, I thought this school was going to be horrible. I thought it was going to be strict. But after the past 3 years, I've grown to love this school. It's just like a second home to me. All my friends are here. My friends are my family. And it's like, if I go off to college next year and then I come back and I don't get to see them any longer, it's almost like time wasted. Taking away children's future is like the worst thing you could possibly do. It's like everything people have worked so hard for is getting taken down if you take away Cleveland NJROTC. This is like the heart. And this school gives people an extra opportunity for when they do go off. Some people actually do want to go into the Navy, and we're the only school that has, like, we're Navy 24/7. And that's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
Our final speaker of the evening is Torshana Griffin.
I would like to say thank you for allowing me to speak. I understand that there are hard decisions to make when it comes to a child's future and their education. Today I stand before you as a senior. I am Cadet Lieutenant Commander Torshana Griffin of Delta Company. My green rope stands for Delta, which is freshman, which if you phase out Cleveland, my job will be gone, and I won't get a chance to honor the next junior that comes behind me. I won't get a chance to hand off my rope and tell them congratulations. I won't have a chance to do that if you phase Cleveland out. It takes a unique student to come to Cleveland. I'm not a perfect student. I've had my ups, I've had my downs. But with Cleveland, I've learned discipline. With Cleveland, I got on my first airplane to go to San Diego to study at a STEM camp at the University of San Diego because I want to be a mechanical engineer. When I get my first check for mechanical engineering, when I graduate in 4 years, once I have a job, I would like to sign a check to give to Cleveland to donate. But I cannot do that if they're gone. I feel like my heart is at Cleveland. I want a home to go back to. So phasing us out, to us, all of our students, our school is little, so you can say that this is our school. All the black and white that you see, the khaki, and service dress. We came to support because, as you can see, we don't want it to go. We really don't. We see alumni, teachers, principals, parents. What are we supposed to do? If your high school closed when you were in high school, yes, I'm a senior, and you may feel like, why does she care? I care because I care about my freshmen's futures. I care about the juniors behind me. If you were to close the school and phase it out, what if they just give up hope and say, well, we'll be gone. It doesn't matter. They're phasing us out anyway. We at Cleveland, we make best with what we can. 100% graduation rate. I will be attending UMKC. Scholarships that I have gotten or have known of have been because we are such a small school. It is a safe haven for our students, for students that go through things. Our school is so small that the principal knew my name within 2 weeks, and I had never been in her office. How can you say that about other high schools? So I would just like to tell you as the final speaker that we love our school. So, Dr. Adams, we're really here to ask you to rethink your decision. Thank you.